Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I didn't really want to go find food today, so I reached into my pantry and I searched high and low for one package of microwave oatmeal. Like, where is it? I know I got one left.
Oh, oh my God.
That's how bad it is. Wow. It's real bad.
You don't even have a fucking, like, tombstone pizza in the freezer? Is that
actually,
is that
I
beyond,
think I do.
Is that beyond your fucking capability?
I have one pizza in the freezer, but I didn't want to heat up my oven. I didn't want to heat up the house. So
it was 73 degrees today.
I didn't want
it. The perfect day.
I did that anyway.
Pizza in the oven.
Yeah. Well, you know,
yeah.
Perfect day. I actually making toast is even really hard for me. I don't even like to do that. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like it's a lot. It's just a lot of work to get
there. Brenda, how did you not push her in front of a bus years ago?
We didn't have a lot of buses running, I think. That's probably
no, that's for sure.
We didn't have no gosh darn buses.
Are we starting?
Where everyone's a critic, or so it seems. Scott and Nancy take the stage with hot takes and culture rage.
Don't you take my job.
You took our jobs.
Don't you take my job.
You took our jobs.
Okay. All right. So apparently we're officially starting.
My name is Nancy.
Scott is somehow the multiverses have crossed. The streams have crossed. Scott
and
has become me.
Broad on the other side of the table is Juanita Pierre.
Juanita Pierre. Right. Well, let's just say welcome back, listeners of Trophies Are for Winners. My name is Nancy. I am not Scott.
You are not.
But Scott is with us, and so is Brenda and Patrick.
So
our guest stars.
Brenda and Patrick. Get your verb subject agreement
our guest
together,
stars
please.
Extraordinaire are back.
Hello.
And tonight, we are talking, or I guess this could be morning if you're listening to us, but at some point in time.
Did you guys need to refill your drinks? Yeah. Did we cover that already?
We did.
They have been
oh,
refilled.
You did.
Like, no, you just ruined it.
They're like, bitch, I brought a pitcher down.
You ruined
you
my
think intro. I, like, I'm working on a glass by glass. We got a pitcher.
You ruined my intro. I've stopped now. I've stopped.
Do you need to go again?
No. No. We'll
Would
just...
you like to restart?
No. Let's just say welcome back, Brendan and Patrick. We just wrapped up a fabulous podcast on Jaws 50th anniversary.
The last time we got together, we did.
Yes, the last time we got together, and we are welcoming back Brenda and Patrick
because this is a completely new day
to talk about Resident the series, Resident Alien.
But we're really only talking probably about the last season, unless we digress into
two
or three.
I would like us, you know, talk about the show.
Be a little
as
bit
a
of
whole.
Background.
Yeah, let's talk about the show. As
so
a whole.
The first episode
no.
of the first season.
No, that'd be off. Well, I will
and
segue
Alien's
into
looking
this.
For his magic green ball.
I do want to.
He should
say,
have just reached into his pants because that's probably where it was.
Well, they do make reference to that when he meets his father, but
I have one thing to say.
I don't. What?
Oh,
they wrote this season like the writing was on the wall and they knew it was going to get canceled because it ended like they knew it was going to be done. That's what I'm going to say.
I agree. The final episode did
the entire season. The entire season arced.
Yeah, it did.
Like they knew it was the last season.
But actually, though, if you look at each season, they sort of had a storyline arc that they wrapped up at the end. They
but
did.
This one, like, really did it.
Well, if you ask me,
I mean, we'll do a little mini rewind.
Yeah,
I was just saying, you know, this was
me,
a fantastic season. The arc on the season, the way it wrapped up and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I've seen shows that I've seen shows. No, I'm not. But there have been shows that have been out there that were like planned to end, you know,
like
and blah, 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 blah. Well, no.
That did not
you can
end as well.
And then you did not tie things together as well as this one did. I can't remember the last time I saw a show that ended as well as this one did.
No, it was.
They literally took care of all the characters.
It was a tremendous wrap up. Yep. Well, even at the end, at the very end, when they had like their little epilogue with the actors talking, they said they tied up all the loose ends.
Yep.
They did extremely well on that. But truthfully,
I was
worried,
though, at the beginning.
I will say why they knew they were ending. They thought they were ending in season three because Sci-Fi Channel dumped them. And USA Network.
I don't know why you keep saying Sci-Fi
dumped
them.
USA Network picked up.
Because I recorded it on fucking Sci-Fi.
Well, it was showing on Sci-Fi, but the production, Sci-Fi, the company.
But I keep telling you, Nancy, I'll tell you one more fucking time. One more goddamn time.
All right, okay.
It's all NBC.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's, you know, stuck in the fucking...
Sci-Fi, USA, NBC.
Yeah, it's all NBC. So it really doesn't fucking matter. It's NBC.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, so, I don't... Personally, I don't know what happened, but they knew around the end of season three that they might not be coming back. So when they got rebooted for season four or renewed for season four, I'm sure they did.
They saw the writing. I think they saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, they did see the writing on the wall.
Because even when I watched,
it might happen.
Yep. Because when I watched Alan Tudyk on Starbucks podcast. Why am I fucking...
Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff. Because she had him on her... And they were talking about it, and he was kind of like, well, I don't know if we're going to get renewed or not. And I mean, you know, because I mean, he's one of the producers. So...
Well, here's the deal.
He and Tom Paris.
I'm going to say this. As a sci-fi fan for a long time, sci-fi fans know you either get one season or four. And that's the rule of thumb, pretty much. There's outliers.
Stargate. You're on sci-fi. Yes.
But you know, if a sci-fi show makes it one season and not get canceled.
On the sci-fi network, you're saying.
Right, on the sci-fi network.
Right.
If it makes one season and doesn't get canceled, you know you got four and that's it.
And then like Patrick just said, unless you're Stargate, then you get 10.
Yeah, well, then you get all kinds of knockoffs.
But the first two or three were not on sci-fi.
The first two seasons.
Wasn't that like a Starz or
no? It was Showtime. The first two seasons were Showtime, and then
eight more on Sci-Fi plus.
But even Battlestar Galactica
plus two.
Only four. Yep.
But they start wanting
to.
That
was another show that had some issues ending.
Yep.
Yeah, they start wanting to cut the threads on season three, and you're lucky if you get it to play out to season four.
But can we talk about how I didn't realize that in season four, this one, the first episode, it was fucking Jinx Monsoon that played Bruce.
Yeah, it was.
I did not realize
the drag
that.
Queen Jinx Monsoon voice
from
Bruce.
Doctor fucking Who.
Yeah.
Who? I mean.
Well, also from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, and right, which is all kinds of stuff. Fucking Jinx Monsoon played Bruce. I have no idea.
One of my personal favorites, Clancy Brown, voiced the Mantid. And I'm going to tell you what, Alan Tudyk has to be one of the most phenomenal actors I've ever seen because he was able to...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
To mimic like the facial expressions of Clancy Brown, the way he walked, everything. Because Clancy Brown is in Highlander. He's in the original Highlander movie. He's the bad guy, the real bad guy, the guy, the gothic bad guy.
No. In the show we're talking
about.
He was
the Mantid, the voice of the Mantid.
He was the voice of the Mantid.
Yeah. Okay. And the voice of the Mantid when it was male, because there was a female Mantid too, and it wasn't Clancy's voice. Mm-hmm. But he's also in Carnival. He's in a Star Wars show. He's
voice in Rebels.
Yeah, he's all over the Star Wars universe. He's kind of a Pet Sematary. He's kind of
I don't
of
remember
a,
him Starship Troopers.
Oh yeah, that. He's big in Starship Troopers. He plays a lot of bad guys, but he's badass. So
well, duh, nobody can forget his performance in Flubber.
Oh God. Okay. Well, I didn't. Oh my God. Flubber.
I'm obviously just looking shit up right now. I'm like, really? Yeah. It was Flubber? Well, I don't remember that.
He's
no, he was not.
That's what. It's, yes, he was.
He's one of those actors that's in a lot of stuff. I mean, he's got a large filmography. He's around. You recognize him by his voice. You recognize him by like bit characters.
I recognize him by his face.
But I think like...
Which is what I think recognize means.
Well, okay, whatever. So...
I don't know. Well, let's just
talk. I want to go, instead of doing Pop Topic for this version of the podcast.
No, let's skip it.
We are not doing Pop Talk, but I want to ask each one.
Let's do Pop Taco.
Hey. I want to ask each one
Pop
of
Taco.
Each one of us today who your favorite character was and who your least favorite character was.
Ooh.
So Ooh. Let's start with you, Brenda. Brenda, let's start with you.
God.
No mind.
Harry is my favorite character, honestly. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know who I hated.
Yes.
Judy.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Damn her.
I kind of love Judy.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got horrid. Some of her quotes, though, were just epic. Like this one of the most recent episodes.
Like the wagon with the encyclopedias?
Yeah, the wagon with the encyclopedias. But she says she's like arguing with Asta because Asta plays this minor character in the annual like minor festival every year. Yeah. And she's like,
yes.
But are you wearing burlap panties? But are you wearing burlap panties? I mean, she was like just.
She ended up with a scratchy kitty.
Yeah, she's like But I mean, some of her lines are pretty good. But I agree that one's a close second for me on who I didn't like. So you liked Harry, you didn't like Judy.
I actually liked most of the characters. There wasn't really much of this show I didn't like.
The characters were spot on, perfect. The characterizations. Yeah. I mean, everybody played an archetype kind of role, you know. But let's go to you, Patrick. Favorite, least favorite?
It's favorite, more or less regular, is, well, it's either Harry or, as a secondary character, Asta's dad.
Oh, yeah. Asta's
see,
dad.
And I would see. I would have.
So Asta's dad, he's a famous actor too. He's a famous Native American actor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if there was one other like only bit character, it would have been the octopus in earlier seasons.
That Loved was, yes. Them revealing to us that the octopus was alien was cool too. That was a cool twist. Yes.
And you know who voiced the octopus?
I don't remember.
I do indeed.
Who voiced the octopus?
Captain Tight Pants.
What?
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah. Go figure. He's in everything.
Well obviously he'd be in Resident Alien because it's, you know, it's Firefly.
It's the whole Firefly tie-in.
Yeah.
Like this season two.
Well,
with the baddie with what's her name being in it?
Who's what's her name?
The bat.
Oh, with the from Terminator. From Terminator.
No, not Terminator.
The Terminator chick.
No. Kaylee.
Kaylee was in it. She was in Firefly too. That she played Jules, the FBI agent. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got your favorites. Who was your least favorite?
Oh God! Kind of like Brenda didn't have a ton of least favorite characters. Initially I didn't. I love Linda Hamilton. I didn't like what she was doing, but eventually she had some excellent character moments. I didn't really have any characters that I really hated.
Oh boy, nobody's
even. Even the guy, the guy from Lost and 5-0 that played the cyborg.
Yeah, yeah, he's
all. I even liked him.
Oh, the dad.
Yeah, he's a famous actor. I can't remember names. I'm terrible with names. Yeah.
Me neither.
Well,
it's just that you're right. They were all written and performed so well that they were all just great. The nurse that was like Asta's nemesis when they were in the clinic, she was kind of
she was fucking hilarious.
She is funny, though.
She was funny as shit.
Yeah, she was funny.
Yeah, my least favorites. They were all pretty good.
All right, so Scott, up to you. Favorite. Least favorite?
I had to look it up because I did not know her name.
I think Terry Quinn is the name of the actor that played the cyborg.
Yeah. Terry Quinn.
That sounds right.
Terry Quinn, because he was in Lost. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So can my absolute favorite character be somebody who was only in one episode?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's Edna Manitowabi.
Oh, the grandma? Is that the grandmother?
It was the old woman at the powwow in episode six.
Yeah.
When Harry
was such a good moment. When
Harry was getting in touch with feeling the whole, you know, the essence of being a human. And feeling the jingle dance.
They're talking about the jingle dance.
He's at the powwow. And he has Well, not Bella. What was the name of the baby?
It was Daisy and Bella. Because
was Bella? I mean, no. We're getting a bit of the actual. Was it Bella? Was that what they named her?
Yeah,
that was what they named her.
Right, right. Okay, so when
Darcy named her Daisy.
Yeah. I'm not talking about Darcy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Daisy, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Bella. Darcy.
Well, no, not fuck Darcy. But I'm just saying the actual name. I mean, the parents get to name the child. Is what I'm saying. So yeah. Bella. Yeah. When he had Bella, the woman that was kind of guiding him through the. What do you feel? What do you know? That kind of stuff. That whole stretch when he was at the power.
Oh, that was so just good.
I was like, fuck the writing on this show.
I'm having mic issues. You guys are cutting out.
Blue banana.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Well, Mike was an asshole every now and then, so I had some mic issues too.
Mike, Big Black.
Big Black.
Oh, yeah. We got some technical issues here. Her headphones are dying because I'm not from Big Black.
Can you hear the words that I am saying to you?
And what are we doing?
You got it.
That was a great line, Brenda. What are we doing?
We're talking about some TV shows.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I just went to the bedroom, Brenda. You stay out there. You stay out there. You'll be on your phone, speakerphone. I'll go in here.
Oh, my God.
And there will be no echoes. Oh, this is awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm back. We're back.
All right. We back on track.
Back.
All right.
We back.
Okay.
We back.
So I just want to say this about powwow. I go to powwow every year. I love powwow. I love the sound of the drums. I do feel connected to the earth, to other people when I go to powwow. That whole, everything they said in that scene really struck a chord with me. If you've heard the drums, if you've felt them and allowed yourself, you know, to feel them, it did make sense to me. I like that scene.
I like how you made this about you.
Yes, and we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
So I know it's goofy because it was like one episode with one person, but
that was a good.
She just made that. I mean,
you're not wrong. That episode jumped out of the whole series.
Yeah, but they've done a
the
few.
Writing. The
actually, they've
writing
had a few
is,
episodes yeah. that have tied to the Native American culture. Remember the White Buffalo episode a while back? Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, the like second named yeah. character
flashback
of the movie is
yeah.
fucking American Indians.
Right?
So
I mean,
they did a pretty good
Ute.
Job.
They're Ute. There's there are several Ute actors in there. So what was your least favorite character?
The big black guy.
You don't like Mike, big black.
The sheriff? Mike.
No, I'm kidding. I just had to say hysterical. I had to say it to sound.
He was so funny.
You know, I honestly, this is one of those shows where I really didn't have anybody that kind of turned me, you know, turned my crank the wrong direction. I, you know, what's her name? Judy, the fucking psychopathic salesman. I love her too because she served a purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're really, I mean, you know, there was nobody that was like an evil character or a flat out mean character or anything. I don't know. I mean, I thought every one of the characters kind of had their role. And I just think the writing was done. I think the writing was done beautifully enough by, you know, the creator. I can't remember his name. I've thought my head Corey or something like that. His writing was just so good that it just, I don't know, the people they brought in. I mean, Darcy drove me nuts the most.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, fuck, now what is she bitching about?
That's who I'm going to talk about.
But I mean, it was like, oh, fuck, now it's this, and fuck, now it's this. But her character still had a purpose, a place, you know, in the story.
Right.
This final season, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the biggest character developments.
She had a growth arc. She has super big growth arc. Oh, I get it.
You drink too much. Join the fucking club.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but
I get it. You tried to steal some fucking puppies from the fucking. Join, take a fucking number.
Yeah. I mean, I want to talk about Darcy at length. So I'll segue over to mine.
My second one, though, would definitely be Asta's dad.
Asta's dad, yeah.
I
mean, so
cool. I love him.
Yeah, I mean, so he's good. a sweet character.
I mean, Harry, fucking, come on. That's some bullshit!
Humans have a term for this. Bad luck and raw deal. And this is some bullshit.
Yeah. This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit?
This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit?
This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit.
Bullshit. This is some bull.
Shit. Some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. I mean, you can't leave it hanging.
That's some bullshit. That's
bullshit. Her favorite phrase from the show. God.
The fucking
some
way Alan Tudyk can vocal. No wonder he does so many voices for stuff.
Oh, God.
Star Wars and everything else. Oh, my God. And thank you. I went back and watched. I was like, oh, yeah, Con Man. All I remember is something about in a fucking bathroom. And I didn't realize it was like the first episode of the first season. I went back and watched. I watched it. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the first episode. Now I've started watching that again. So, God, he's good. He's so good at voices and everything.
I mean, Harry, yeah, everybody loves Harry. How can you not? But I think go ahead, Brenda.
He's also really good at the physical stuff, too, because, like, the way they described the way Harry walks.
Yes.
And then
I don't walk with it.
Oh, my God.
I have to say that probably Sheriff Mike Big Black was my favorite, my absolute favorite. I mean, he just.
I heard you like him, Big Black.
Yeah, he was.
But that is closely followed by Bridget. I absolutely loved
Bridget.
I loved Bridget. I mean, when Bridget came on the scene, that was so funny. And every time Bridget got kicked by like a football just getting
kicked. And what about when they had Bridget transform into a human?
Yeah.
That whole episode in the canoe thing when they were fishing and there was and she's like, she dives over the edge.
But I gotta tell you, like, Darcy was hard for me to deal with all four seasons. And I just, you know, I mean, but the thing about I've learned about actors that I dislike in shows is that they're doing a really good job playing their character.
Well, it's
and
that's why you like them. It's the character that's taxed you, not the person, right?
Because
you're just like, oh, I don't, this character is driving me nuts.
I honestly feel like everybody has a Darcy in their life. They have someone that never really, never really moved out of the stage, right? They never really took control of their life.
Some of them are literally within arm's reach.
And
I could name that one for you.
But I don't know. She so like
what?
But when
Darcy,
it came, and I know this sounds
Nancy.
But when it, I know it sounds terrible. But when she got to the suicidality bit, I was like, no, don't go there, because she almost seemed like she had borderline personality disorder in this last season, which I thought took it to the extreme of what she.
I didn't see that. Knowing people that have had that, I didn't.
You didn't see it. I felt like she did.
No, that's fine.
But they said to her, she learned about herself when she went to that AA meeting. Someone said, making someone else's journey about me. Not everything is about me all the time. So she did learn something.
Yep.
And that was good.
She had several light bulbs that came on that meeting.
I got tired of the way they're playing her storyline out. And I did love her red hair, though. Her hair was fantastic. You know, and
what about that scene when she had the dream when everybody was dancing in the street?
That was cool. That was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
It was a good scene. Yeah,
the writing on this show was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
That pisses me off is shows like this that actually have quality writing, good actors, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And these are the ones that go four seasons or three seasons.
Well, we're lucky we got four. We're lucky.
We are, but I mean, it's still, you know, I mean, that's why I've almost given up on like regular TV, you know, as opposed to the HBO series and Showtimes and, you know, the bigger production studio series.
Right.
Because it's like they just give up on these shows, and it can't be a show. They had very limited special effects, although the special effects they did were fantastic. Yeah, it could not have been that expensive to produce this fucking show when you consider it, you know, when you compare it to other shows. This had to be a cheap show, a relatively cheap show to make.
Right. I don't think it was expensive.
But why not let it keep going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, like, I just talked about this in a Facebook post. There's 14 seasons of Chicago Fire.
Oh, fuck.
And there's, I mean, really? My God. It's the same.
Law and Order.
No,
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Yeah.
But there's 20 fucking seasons. All these spinoffs, too. They'll be like, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. There'll be Chicago Med.
Law and Order 4th Street.
No, and I just saw there's
Boulevard.
Fire Country. And now there's
12th Street.
Now there's Sheriff Country. There's Sheriff Country. It's like, give me a break, people.
Is that like Fire Country?
Yeah, it was called Sheriff Country now.
Oh.
And then all these shows dovetail with each other.
Fire,
too.
Lawyers, Medical. Yeah, they're all in the same
show. See why? I actually had. On my Mac, I actually used the image generator to make and create with AI the little sad alien face that's on this.
I saw that. It's very sad because we're sad. It's ending.
Because we're sad. But all of these are the bullets for each season. The little sad green alien.
Honestly, the last
one was created, and then I went to Midjourney because ChatGPT wouldn't do it for me because of copyright infringement. So with the other ones, I said, I need a sad green alien that looks like a minion. So that's the other three little aliens are all my little minion sad alien guys. So that's why they're all sad aliens.
We should be sad. The last time I was this sad probably was when Quantum Leap was canceled. The original one.
Yeah, fuck that show. Stupid.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he had better shit to do. Like
that was a good show.
Yeah, he had better shit to do. Like do four seasons of Star Trek.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that Mantid versus Harry fight scene. That was pretty.
Oh, like in episode epic. 9?
When they're in the mining shaft.
Yeah.
So we're fast forwarding.
Well, we're all over the fucking place.
Why not? Well, what's new, right?
Place, yeah, right?
This is a serious thing. Yeah.
It's a serious thing.
That was good.
No, that was an epic fight scene. And
that was where they blew all their money for the season.
I thought it was a good fight scene.
No, it was really good, but I'm just saying, special effects wise, money wise. I mean, you want to talk? That's where the money went.
Yeah, because it's straight up animation. Yeah,
that in the very last episode with the spaceship squished the guy.
Patrick's trying to say something, Scott.
I'm done. I'm listening.
No.
I'm listening.
The whole fight was like
a child.
Yes, you are.
Most of the time with Harry, they could just look at his face, like, you know.
Yeah.
But they had to really do a good job on the fight scene.
So you mean like when they jump him to alien mode and they just show his head? Like what Max just sees? Gotcha.
Yep, what Max sees. And he's still wearing his clothes.
Cool.
I know. It was only like in the beginning of the show and here at the end that we see usually him full on body.
Yep.
The two little arms. Yeah.
Oh, those are so creepy.
Yeah, those two little arms. Yeah.
You know, the one thing
was a great fight.
I love because they were like going full xenomorph in the tunnels, the way they were, you know, crawling. Yeah.
That scene when Asta sees Liv, that was scary. Liv is on the ceiling of the cave.
That was creepy.
That was,
yeah, that was like a,
her eyes. It was
like
very
like something
horror.
Out of the Omen or something.
Yeah.
That whole scaling, you know, that scaling the wall backwards thing, you know, doing the thing backwards stuff. Yeah.
She was grudge walking and she had white eyes and the teeth were sharp. That actually scared me. That did scare me. Much has scared me in Resident Alien, but
it was in the fight, it was Asta getting hurt that finally got Harry to like kick his ass for real.
Right.
They were pretty much one on one matching each other up pretty good.
Wait, hell yeah, it's Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown could take on Tudyk.
So if we were to talk about all of the story arcs in Resident Alien, which one resonates with each of us the most? So who'd like to take up that mantle?
Gen V Stare.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if we want to go from it from a story arc, like in the first season, it's all about him. It's all about the murder mystery in the first season. Second season, it's pretty much about Goliath, isn't it? Oh, thanks. You know, the Goliath. I really enjoyed the Goliath arc season.
Actually, very interesting.
Yeah,
that whole arc for Goliath, I thought was. It was,
oh, you're gonna have to remind me what that was.
Well, basically, Harry goes I'm talking into to the Patrick. Future. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Nancy's got it all queued up. I do not, but yeah, that it's like Harry ends up almost circling back through time after going all the way forward, like to the end of humanity, almost.
Yeah, he walks to the end,
and
of
he
the
comes
Earth.
Back. Yeah,
that was that the first season.
No, second.
Second season?
Second.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
And
wasn't there something like with doorways or something?
That's where Bridget comes out of the second season.
I'm trying to remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah. God, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Right. They don't.
This is one of those shows I'm probably going to buy on physical media and watch it whenever I want.
Right.
Well, just to make sure.
We're going to watch it again soon.
Just to make sure that nobody can steal it from your library and say, oh, no longer available kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Hold on to those DVD players.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Is it available on DVD?
I don't know.
Not season four because it just ended, but you can get seasons one through three on
it. What's the name of the show again?
And I might actually have to check out the comics.
Yeah, the comics would be fun to read. That they probably have some different storylines in them.
Yeah, I mean that I completely forgot until I was watching the last episode. And then when they were rolling the credits, you know, it was based on Dark Horse comic. Mm-hmm. That, and I was like, "Well, fuck, I forgot about that." And
how could you forget? They say in every preliminary part of the episode, based on a Dark Horse comic.
Well, because I'm not paying attention to that part. Anyway, you know, but like all these shows, like Murderbot and all this other kind of shit, and even Foundation and all these shows that I've actually started reading the books because of the TV shows. I'm already three books past. In Murderbot, I'm good for another couple seasons as far as the books go already.
Mm-hmm.
But those are short books. Those books are only like 150 pages long.
Right.
And so it's fun to do that. So I keep forgetting about the comics on this one. So it's like I need to check some of that stuff out.
All right. So someone else throw in favorite story arcs.
Well,
I know it's kind
of. I did. Well, I'm going to get some grief from one end of the table. But the whole mayor's family, I loved. I loved their kid.
Oh,
and his relationship with Harry Max, right? Max.
Yeah.
And what the hell was her name? His best friend was the science wonk. And she was actually, I gotta look her up now. But yeah, I
Gracelyn Awad Gracelyn Awad Rink Sahar.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the girl with the Muslim head wrap?
Max's buddy.
Yeah.
Yep. Sahar.
Max's little friend.
Max's buddy. Genius.
She actually kind of left for a while and then came back.
I thought it was good.
I
don't know. I thought it was really good that they used a Muslim character. You never see that hardly ever in a positive way, right?
Not in small town Colorado setting.
Right. And I mean
she kind of looked like she was ready to take a building or two out.
They made some jokes about you know, they made a lot of jokes about her head wrap, but I mean Harry Wood.
He did. Everything. I mean, not they. Harry. He. Quite literally he.
Yes, Harry. Yeah.
I think the best thing was all about the fucking pie and pizza.
Yeah, the pie.
Pie and pizza. Especially when it was in the fucking last episode, he's getting ready to go. He's like, I need some snacks for the road. So he's like, how long are these pies going to last?
Well, what about,
Asta, can I have a bite of your pie? No.
The ninth episode, yeah.
How about I mean the bird girlfriend who enjoyed the bird girlfriend story arc?
Oh, their kisses, like when she was like
Heather.
Blowing his tongue basically. And
yeah,
stuff.
That was getting
she's
a
like,
little
oh god, if you want to get with a girl that's only got one vagina, fine.
Yeah, and then she shows up with that basket of baby birds and she. Oh God, there's a lot with that. And then the racist dad, you know, that was so funny.
Oh yeah.
It was her dad that was the racist dad.
There was a racist bird father.
Right, never saw him as a bird.
Yeah.
But it was Harry's dad that showed up. That was what's his name from what was that show that he was
Stephen Root, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the show that he was on was the TV show or they did a radio. The guy
News Radio.
News Radio.
Yes, News Radio. God, that was the first time I ever saw him. Because then what's the name? The other guy that was on news radio died.
Well,
Phil Hartman.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, they did have, so they had a lot of storylines or bits of storylines that were related to parenting. I mean, mm-hmm. The show was heavily about yes. good parents, bad parents, absent parents, how that affected people as adults. Oh, there was a lot of stuff about parenting. And then, you know, so we had, you know,
and family in general.
Yeah, it was a lot of family, different kinds of families too. But I did it.
Did his brother, Harry's brother, show up?
No, I was expecting actually when the second alien came, I was expecting that to be Harry's brother, but it wasn't. It was just some random alien who took over the body of the other doctor.
That's right. Well,
Dr. Ethan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I mean,
he came back around in the end.
So Harry's father references how he liked his brother better.
Oh, that's right. They were just talking about
him.
That's okay. That's where I was.
But then they went into that confused. Good scene, but where they're speaking their alien language. That was awesome. The in human form speaking their alien yes. language. That was, so was a great scene.
I love the alien language and yeah.
It did. Mm. So I couldn't understand this. This is one thing though in the story I didn't understand. So I remember at one time Harry saying that when they're born on their planet, all these babies, all these alien babies have to like fight for survival in this Arctic wasteland.
Yeah.
So that doesn't jive very well with having a parent.
But obviously they did not have good relationships with their parents.
They didn't.
I mean, look
sometimes
at what he had with his dad.
The parents ate the kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's like, he thought Bridget was a snack. Go get me that snack I didn't want later. But it didn't, like, in the first three seasons, it didn't feel like on Harry's planet that the parents had any kind of relationship with their kids. But then in season four, they kind of do. So that was interesting.
You know, one of the things I'm most thankful about was the fact that Asta found out that Harry was an alien in season one.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I was like, they're going to drag this fucker out.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's going to know he's an alien and blah, 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 blah. But then they do the thing in the glacier.
And that was a good scene. That was a really good scene.
That was a very good episode.
But I was glad that she found out. I mean, season one, boom, she finds out he's an alien.
Yeah.
I was like, thank Christ. Because so many shows just drag the fuck out of stuff.
Yep.
You know.
And they wait sometimes till the very last season to do the reveal.
I mean, there are shows that would have waited till season four to reveal everything.
Yeah.
To every fucking character. Mm-hmm. And then try to wrap it up in like the last three episodes. And it would suck.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good one. And that's when Asta started kind of like covering up things with Darcy and their friendship kind of got strained. And that was... See, they tied everything so well back to either friendship or family or relationships.
Almost every storyline.
Yeah, and they did it.
Really,
they did
you think about
really,
it.
Really good job. Even with their like sort of like side characters, like the cyborg and his kid, and that was a pretty substantial storyline. And with Linda Hamilton's character and her father,
that was most of season three, right?
Yeah, that was like a season
him
three.
And Linda Hamilton, part of season two, stars in season three.
Yeah, because then that's when they went back to the 70s.
Yeah, well, that was in season four.
The whole alien con thing, like when they actually had ancient aliens guy was in a con with all of them. That was
hilarious.
Yeah, and he was eating
he was eating the fruit bouquet. Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, well, truthfully, I don't think there was a bad episode of Resident Alien. I can't remember ever getting to the end of the episode and going, meh, right, you know.
Poor Bruce in Las Vegas. With him turning into goop in the bag, you know, pouring him into the fucking bag. Oh, my God.
Or finding out the gray aliens live in the moon. Yeah.
Oh. God.
Think about what's going to happen to Trump's nuclear reactor on the moon when he gets up there and meets the grays.
Oh, Jesus.
We can only hope he turns into goop in a bag.
You know what? The first I have heard that there is a space race to get a nuclear reactor on the moon was a day or so ago. A day or so ago is the first I've heard. Yeah, I mean, how long has that been?
It's not a new thing.
That's just sounds.
It's not a new thing.
I don't think anyone should be up there. I don't think anyone owns the moon. I don't think anyone should be colonizing the moon.
Look this
panel, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break.
What was that?
That was me, but never mind.
Scott is looking for something. Scott,
well, I wasn't really looking for something. It just kind of showed up, and
here's the trouble with looking for something. There's always an effing ad in front.
Well, that's because I quit paying for fucking $14 a month for the extra
YouTube
fucking
Prime or YouTube.
I'm over it.
How? And I was holding this baby, and then it immediately crapped its diaper.
Please just stop.
A lot of people have never been to a pow, so it's just beautiful to be able to see it on TV and kind of give people a glimpse into the culture that we're celebrating on the show.
Your little one feels it, doesn't she?
She is less pissed.
The fancy dance was created during the Trail of Tears, and we're actually working with the granddaughter of the man who originated the dance, and he created the dance from the way the horses were reacting to a thunderstorm that happened that night. And
this woman, Casey, was a trip.
She was so great, and she would be able to tell me what the dances were and what the songs were.
Because I wanted to be knowledgeable about the jingle dress dance, I called a woman, an Ojibwe woman. She explained that a member of her nation was the person who had the dream about the dance. A dream came to him of a specific dance with four songs that came with it, and it has evolved into what is now called the jingle dress dance.
Things were better when Casey was around. They were just, she was sassy.
That's so cool.
That is nice.
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That old gal was my favorite. She was my favorite.
Oh, it's great. You know, I didn't get to see her much because she's only in one scene.
One scene of one episode. I know, but I was just.
It was
but
an impact.
Like Patrick was saying, too. I mean, what a scene. Man.
I mean, we kind of did see the octopus more.
We did.
We did.
We did. That was really funny. Especially then.
Going to the seafood restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant. He's talking to the dinner.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, so funny.
Well, you know, I don't know. Would anyone else like to say anything about that I haven't brought up about Resident Alien?
I cried at the end. I teared up.
Me too.
Yeah,
we got the tissues out.
I teared up. I mean, especially with the, you know, we don't say goodbye. It's what, see you later.
Yeah, it's see you sometime.
Well, that
see
big,
sometime.
That big long yeah, Native sometime. American word, which I cannot pronounce. It started with a P, and they had it written out on the tag board.
That's like
sign.
The name of one of the producers that.
I've got it written out. It's an 18 character last name. It's Cherry Sheva Pravata Dumrong.
And she has
Pravata Dumrong.
I have seen her name in so many TV shows, and the first time I saw it, I think it was like Family Guy or something, and I was like, okay, that's just got to be a
I feel like
joke.
This is an
but it's not
Indian dot name versus Indian feather, but
it
I
might
be
wrong. It might be
because I don't know, but I caught her name many times. I'm like, I actually spelled it out and wrote down how many characters it was. It probably would make an excellent password for anyone that's looking for
right
yeah right yeah.
But next time your work says I need an 18 character password.
But I mean, when they were inside the cabin, he's like, well, nobody cares about me and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, they're all going to, I mean, that one I called. I was like, he's going to walk outside and they're all going to fucking be there.
Well, did you?
But then when Asta and her dad are sitting there holding the sign.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I was like, oh, fuck. Come on.
You're
killing me here, man.
Did you all catch the very final scene? The very, very final scene of the episode? Yep. They're
when
in the cabin.
Flies away.
No, they're in the cabin.
Oh, and he looks in the mirror.
No,
oh, no. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, when he grabbed the sharp. Harry when he grabbed. When he grabbed the Sharpie?
Yeah, what he did with the Sharpie. And
what
he
did
wrote,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Harry was here.
Harry was here at the very end, and they flashed up on that. It's like what he did with the Sharpie. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I
that was... That. Yeah. I mean, it was just a fantastic conclusion to the show. I mean, it really was.
And, you know, it made me want pie really bad. It's pie. I want pie so bad. And you know, you can't get good pie anymore. You can only get fake pie. Well, nobody makes real pie.
If you bust out a fucking bowl and make the crust, woman, you can get a good pie. You need to learn how to fucking cook.
I don't need to. I need to find someone that makes pies.
I love how when he was talking to Asta's dad, trying to decide what number and kind and combination of pies that he wanted to take with him.
Give you two of each.
He's like, no, I'll take 8 of these and 10 of these. And then it's like, no, give me 100 of fucking. He's like, have you seen my kitchen?
Yeah.
And then he's like, he says to Asta, how long does pie last? How long does pie last? Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, such a cute show. I mean, Alan Tudyk will obviously be around, and some of these minor characters will be around, but I wonder if we'll ever see like Asta show up again somewhere, or Darcy's.
Oh, there's a chance. I've been trying to find the name. There's a couple of new comedies on, or I don't know if it's a comedy, but there's another new show featuring a Northern Indigenous tribe way up there, like Northern Canada or Alaska. And there's Dark Winds. I think there will be plenty of roles for
Dark Winds is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Winds tends to cast Navajo though. They don't they tend to cast within their tribe, which is really interesting. Oh, yeah.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And I think that'll be the case too, because they were Utes, right? So like Colorado, Utah, the mountain states. But I think we'll see her again.
I do want to see Native American actors though in regular shows, not just regular people.
Yeah.
Not as in like, okay, this is an 1865 Circle the Wagons kind of, you know, Western.
No.
Well, I mean, but that's what's happening in the Yellowstone franchise.
Oh god, you know?
And I'm not saying that. Actually, the Yellowstone franchise has shined a light on generational trauma, which is good, which is what a lot of people don't understand, like about boarding schools and what happened and everything. And I think that to a certain degree is good. But I just want to see them show up in normal everyday shows, right? As an everyday character.
Just as fucking Mary. Like whatever the hell it is.
You're not talking about Mary, Mother of God. Like, I don't need Mary.
I'm not talking about any fucking Mother of God, anything. Just Joe Blow, whatever the fuck character, not somebody who's cast because they're an American Indian type person.
Right. I mean, I think that's a good thing to think about. But yeah, I mean, I want to see her again. I really like her. There's an old vampire show called Forever Night where the actor that plays her dad is in that show. And he's a Canadian actor, I believe.
Aren't they all Canadian?
Well, they might be. I don't know. Is Alan Tudyk Canadian?
Actor's Canadian these
because
days.
That's what they're going to do. They don't make anything in the U.S. anymore. That's why fucking Trump wants everything moved here, boy.
Yeah.
Gary Farmer is the guy's name. And he is...
Ontario.
Yep, Canadian.
He's a Canadian actor. Yeah.
Well, I mean, First Tribe, so...
Right.
Not really what... Yeah.
Well...
He's Canadian before Canada.
Oh, I know. The other thing I want to add in here is I liked what they did with Liv's character when she lost weight, and they addressed that in one of the episodes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They she's like, I need a new uniform, and she's walking around in this thing that was too big for her. And I mean, cuz she had a significant weight loss from one season to another, and they really really they followed up on that. And that's really a good that was a good thing.
That was at the beginning of this season, wasn't it?
I think
yeah, it was.
So.
It was.
Season four.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she was wearing civilian clothes because she's like, well, fuck, I don't have any uniform.
Well, yeah, because the sheriff was off doing his whatever thing.
Yeah, well, he
wasn't really there. He was, you know.
He was hardly ever really there.
Having issues.
Well, he had just seen an alien, and I think he was traumatized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gotta wonder what we would be like. Oh, yes, that this is good. Starship by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Another part of the genius, they closed the loop.
They did.
Brand new alien shows up, and there they. Yep.
Yep.
You just assuming the human form makes you more human.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, they're both human, knocking back shots, and the next thing you know, they're dancing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, that was another tie-in that they did. They said that, I think Harry at one
point
said...
They were humanizing the other aliens.
Yeah. Yep. You're like, we're going to give you some shots and some Nicki Minaj, and we're going to turn the tables on you. Yeah. Well, and then the whole concept of only humans have souls, that was interesting, too.
Yeah, that was
Harry that was a
said
difference.
That. Harry said that, and that's why the Greys were collecting babies, and it's kind of creepy. Yeah, but I know I love that. Closing loop is a good way to put it, Patrick. That really did close the loop.
The whole show came full circle.
Yeah, they did. I mean, yeah clearly,
which is what I, you know, what you mean.
Clearly, they had time to work on it. Yep. Well. I don't know that anything better can be said. Well, let's wrap up this non-earthly phenomenon. Direct quote from the show. And say, rest in peace, Resident Alien.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad alien face emoji.
Sad alien face emoji.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but hey, get the skies are bright again because Alien Earth premieres next week. And
sweet Jesus.
Scott is in heaven. Scott is
I'm going to have to watch that one on my own, I think.
This is my absolute favorite property.
Yeah. We're
above all else.
We're excited about it. I'm really excited about returning to what I think is going to be an amazing prequel to the series. I think it's going to be an amazing prequel. So
it looks brilliant.
Yep. Yep. Xenomorph.
Is Alan Tudyk in it?
No.
No.
No, actually.
He's not worth it then.
Actually, is there any big names at all in it? Do we know? Do we recognize any names?
Yeah. Who's in it? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, who's in it?
I always forget his name. What's his name from Deadwood?
Oh, Shane, the guy that played Shane.
No, the guy that was the sheriff.
I don't remember too much about Deadwood.
Well, he's been in a whole bunch of other. Timothy Olyphant.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, he's a big deal.
Okay,
he's a big deal.
I think he's actually probably the big name in it.
Yeah, that's. I don't recognize a ton of other names. A lot of younger actors and people that are probably going to be exceptionally well known in the future, but I don't see anybody I know. Right. Now.
No, Timothy Olyphant.
So I'm hoping. I'm hoping to be
so
able
good
to
in Santa Clarita Diet too.
Catch up on this. I'm going to be a week out on catching up on this show because of my trip next week. But I'll get to re-experience it with Scott, which is really where I should watch it for the first time anyway. So, because Scott and I go to all the alien stuff and we talk about it to ad nauseum. And
oh my God.
He 3D prints stuff and I have alien jewelry and t-shirts and it's crazy. So
nice.
What's your, oh my God, Patrick.
Oh, I'm just looking at the cast list and the, from the first season of Andor, Nemec. Like the heart of the rebellion, the manifesto guy, he's in this show. He's an alien.
He's an alien.
Alex Lothar. Yeah, he's an alien Earth. The one that's coming out. I was just looking up the cast list. Plays at least one episode. Somebody named CJ.
Alex Lothar. He was in Andor? I see that, but I don't remember what he played in Andor.
He was Nemec. He was the guy that was in the first season. He was with the heist series, the sequences of episodes where they stole the currency, basically.
I hated the first season.
And he was the manifesto guy. He was the one that like literally wrote the book that Andor would carry around later, talking about how empires fall because they're always on guard. They, you know, they have to pay attention all the time, and the second he wrote that manifesto. Just you look up Nemec's manifesto. He was kind of the heart and soul of the whole rebellion.
I just don't remember him. I hated the first season. I thought the first season was terrible, and honestly. But I love this, and I love the second season, which is so weird. I thought the second season was fantastic.
But now that I'm looking at this cast list, there's other people that have been in stuff too. So this show should be really good.
This guy, Andarsh Gurav or whatever, that plays somebody named Slightly.
Slightly? Yeah. The name of the character is Slightly?
He looks familiar.
That's funny. That's
he looks familiar too. Or maybe he just looks like every other guy. I mean, it could be that. I mean, that it could be, you know, that much of
yeah.
But he looks familiar.
That Slightly. I'm curious about who names a character Slightly. That's
some of these guys, some of the characters are like early generation
synths.
Synths, yeah, where they actually transfer a person's human consciousness
into
a body.
So he got a slightly got a conscience.
I mean, I don't know. This Wendy is like the main character. That's what she is. She's like the her character is like
she's like, an early bishop.
Almost like a child who's transferred into a synth's body. And that's one of the things is the fact that these aliens can't harm synths.
Right. And she looks straight out of Blade Runner, the way her hair is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She looks straight up out of Blade Runner. That's cool. Well, I'm hoping, and I know that I'm in the minority here, but I loved Alien versus Predator, and I'm hoping that there is some tie-in.
The first Alien versus Predator.
I hope there is some tie-in to Alien versus Predator, because I kind of feel like that's where the storyline's going to be launched out of a little bit.
I think it will.
And have you seen the trailer for the next actual Predator movie?
Yes, Badlands.
Badlands?
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
That looks very good.
Yeah,
and they say that they the people that are out there writing shit, supposedly that one actually has some Alien versus Predator tie-in to
cool. Yeah. Well, it's kind of going to be nice to see the alien fighting something other than a human. Or, I mean, the Predator fighting something other than a human. And be nice to see the alien.
The Predator being an underdog.
Right, and being possibly prey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm so fucking psyched up for this show.
Me too.
Ugh. Brenda's gone silent. I'm going to have to watch all this on my own.
Bummer.
Well, I know we should probably, we're going to wrap this one up. And like I said, we're on 15th. We're on 15th. Goodbye now, but that's what we do. So again, Patrick and Brenda, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us again
and
saying goodbye to Resident Alien. I actually feel better. I feel better now that we've talked about it. I feel like closure. I've got closure.
Kind of like Darcy going to AA.
Well, yeah.
Darcy going to the younger skier.
I want to say I went to a grief.
What was that one about? I don't recall that chick from anywhere else. From an earlier
season? She came to see her.
Go ahead, Brenda.
She was in an AA meeting.
They showed a scene of her in the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think
she was giving up skiing because of something. And
God, I don't remember that.
So it was a very brief scene.
It wasn't an injury. Yeah, very brief.
But in the last episode, when Darcy goes over to her house and she's like, oh, great, whatever. Blah, and I'm like, who the fuck is this chick?
I think it was
The one before it, though, that they showed that scene.
Darcy went to three AA meetings in different episodes. She started and they didn't show her, and then she went to two and she heard perspective from two different people. One was this girl skiing. I think it was just a tie-in to give her, you know, some purpose.
And that's cool. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
So.
She, anyways. Yeah. Yeah. She was kind of a snotty kid. What do you think, Brenna? She's kind of snotty.
Yeah, I kind of thought for a second they were going to have Darcy become her trainer, but
yeah,
well, that's what I thought too. When she's like, you need to find somebody,
season, we could have seen that.
Yep. Yep.
Right. She would have had a little bit of a mini me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe they were going to, and they decided not to or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Why include it?
Well, that might have been a lot to jam into one
episode,
but it was kind of a,
yeah,
the way they did it. Yeah. I mean, I don't recall, you know, what the run-up to it was, but it was kind of at first I thought she was like, you know, checking off like step one in AA when it's like, go apologize to everybody that you fucking wronged.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was kind of like going,
I got an AA apology once.
Really?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I did. Have you ever gotten one of those from someone?
I made a bunch of AA apologies.
You did not.
I did.
You did? You went to AA?
I did.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I quit, though, because it was all fucking Jesus-y.
Oh. No, I mean, someone...
It is. It's 100% religion-based, so I was like, nah, fuck, I'm out of here.
There was a person I dated in the past that we didn't end up very well.
And then I decided I'd rather keep drinking.
Okay.
and then it was actually after that that I did cocaine and crystal meth. And
What were you saying earlier about your?
So it doesn't work. AA doesn't work, people. It's fucking. It's a failed enterprise.
I think earlier you told me that I was making it about myself.
No, I was just telling you. You were saying, "Oh, you've never had this."
Thing. Have we come and close?
I'm like, the
circle.
Fuck, I haven't. I'm like, I sure as fuck have.
Well, look at that.
I've stood up and said, "Hi, my name is Scott, and I'm an alcoholic."
In our 75th,
I can't wait for this fucking meeting to be done so I can go have a drink.
In our 75th goodbye. Well, you know,
I'm a truth teller. I'm just telling it like it is, man. Isn't that what we do nowadays?
Yeah.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah. Well.
Indeed.
Well, here we go. We will wrap this up now. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon Patrick.
Guys.
Thank you, Scott, for sharing your pain. I'm sorry we shit all over it. And thank you to our listeners. If you've made it to the end, you can look forward to us talking about Resident Alien. Wait. No, it's actual alien. Alien.
My pants just got tight.
What? Alien.
Earth.
Alien Earth. You can look forward to us
Resident
talking.
Resident Alien Earth.
To about Resident Alien Earth to ad nauseum. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. As always, we can't end.
have to stop talking.
It's hard to stop talking.
It's really not. It's hard. Hit the button is all you're really going
to
do. It's pretty straightforward.
Hit the button.
No, because this is some of the good stuff that's good to put at the beginning.
That's the problem.
It's not a problem. As far as we're concerned, we're done.
We can have a trail out with my words over the funky funk music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone is a winner. Participation ribbon, just a dinner for a sinner. Laugh it off, take a seat, join the ride. With Nikki and Scott, see the funny side.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Four seasons greetings to you all.